Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's will, the basis of life's decisions. In this session, we'll be looking at James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17, finding God's will in life's decisions. Let's look at our text, James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. This passage reveals two faults. We make big plans, forgetting how fragile and short life is. And we brag about tomorrow, not knowing if we even have one. A day will come when we must give account to God for every thought, every word, every action, every attitude, and even every motive. For every thought, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. For every word, Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For every action, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. For every attitude, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. And for every motive, Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. It is serious business. What should we do? Look at James chapter 4, verse 15 again. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Everything we say or do, or even think, should be directed by God, not by our natural inclinations. Our natural inclinations are contrary to the ways of God. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 9 and 10 speak directly to this. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But how is it possible to know God's will so intimately? Well, the Apostle Paul was aware of God's will. Acts chapter 18, verse 21. But took leave of them, saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. So, The Apostle Paul was aware of God's will. Jesus is also always our ultimate example. Matthew 26, verse 39. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, "Who in the days of his flesh," speaking of Jesus, "when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear." The key to understanding God's will is giving up our will. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." So, we're talking about a wholehearted trust, plus resisting natural inclinations, plus always acknowledging God, equals direction in life. So, pray. But don't agonize over the obvious. Most commands are clear in Scripture. Just obey them. Save the agonizing for the tough, difficult to understand ones. It's the underlying principles which require some study. God uses many ways to provide us guidance, but he will never contradict his word. Always test counsel against Scripture. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have God's Word. We should be able to determine God's will. Well, let me ask you, is it your desire to live according to God's will? Actually, we really don't have a choice. James chapter 4, verse 17, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Over the next sessions of this particular study, we will consider moving toward understanding how to know God's will in every situation. The questions we must answer with regard to principles and biblical characters whose lives demonstrated the answers. Did you hear me? Let me repeat that. Over the next sessions, we will consider moving toward understanding how to know God's will in every situation, the questions we must answer with regard to principles, and biblical characters to look at whose lives demonstrated the answers. You think about that, and you have a great day.